If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing principles. Incomprehensible infinity. Why does transurfing work? Who put everything into the variance space? No one created the variance space. It has always existed. It's human nature to believe that everything in this world was made by someone or something and has a tangible beginning and end. Yet, there are certain questions in this world to which the answers lie way beyond the limits of the human mind. For the mind is nothing more than a logic machine, albeit a machine with the ability for abstract thought. Transurfing does not explain the structure of the world. It offers an utilitarian model that enables us to understand why it's possible for a person to create their own reality and how to go about it. It's the same as driving a car without understanding how it was assembled. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis, and welcome back to another episode. In this episode, we are going to discuss the transurfing principle called incomprehensible infinity. And as usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle from the book 78 Days of Transurfing, and this concept is quite important. Because in this concept, we are going to talk about, you know, the efficiency of our prior concepts we've already mentioned in this podcast. Meaning that, as I read from the principle in the beginning of the podcast, it's like, in this world, we got so many things that we do not have an answer to. If you're thinking, if you go around looking for answers, like for every single thing, just remember that there are scientists that spend their entire life trying to solve everything, to give an explanation to something or you know, to any event. And according to transurfing, this is of no cost. It has no use because there are so many things we don't know, and there are so many things, so universal laws that just happen. And you have to, you know, by becoming aware of the of your surroundings, you kind of like can understand what's going on, but it's hard, it's pretty much impossible to give an explanation to every single thing in life. All scientists have ever tried to do throughout human history is explain how the world works. And this process will continue for eternity. Human minds always like to find the rational, like the most logic thing or explanation for everything. And this is because this is how we've been programmed. Since we were little toddlers, right, little kids, when we went to elementary school, this is how we learn. That's how society tried to, you know, to promote, you know, this kind of theoretical learning. Meaning, when you went to elementary school, since you were 5, 6, 7 years old, right, you are learning through books, through professors, through teachers. Right, everything, and as you know, our mind, our brain, we have our conscious and our subconscious part, our rational and our irrational mind. And what we've been doing, and that's why I believe that society is so messed up, because there are so many things, so many areas in our brain that society doesn't address. And this is a perfect example. Like, since we were toddlers, you know, we learned with our rational mind. Our brain is rational. We did not tap into the subconscious space, right? And this is where the variance space lies according to transurfing. The barriers to space, as you know already, there are an infinite number of possibilities of realities that you can tune into if you know how to. If you obey universal laws, you can get in there. But you have to first understand your brain. And one impediment that you are going to put in your path, right, when you are following Transurfing principles, is that you sometimes are going to come across things or events that for your rational mind is gonna seem like it doesn't make any sense. And if you go around, like if you try to give it an explanation, you're going to make things worse and worse, because there is no way to explain so many things. So many things has happened in my life since I started to apply Transurfing principles. I'm sorry. It's like there are so many events that happen, but it's like there is no explanation. And if I try to just let go of the need, you know, to give an explanation to everything, because not everything is explainable. And if you spend your life trying to understand everything, you're going to waste like a huge chunk of your life just trying to understand everything. And this is a waste of time and an energy. You have to play and to go along with Transurfing rules, and you will see that everything is going to fall into place. Everything is going to unfold naturally, and you're gonna go towards your dream reality. So this is the whole concept of this principle, incomprehensible infinity. It's all about, you know, let go of your rational mind. When you're applying Transurfing principles, it's like you have to understand how it works, you know, first and foremost, how these principles work. But don't try to dive too deep into them, because it's hard, even for the author of the book, Reality Transurfing, it's hard to understand like so many things that you just know that can happen, you just know that it's possible, but it's not, there's no way to explain them. And the only way you can try this out, it's by applying these concepts by yourself. And you will see, when you live this by yourself, you know, you try to, you go around, you obey these universal laws, and you see that everything falls into place, everything is going smoothly in your life, you will see that there is like this internal force we got, this internal inner force that we create when we do the inner work, when we connect our heart and our mind. Everything around is going to unfold accordingly. Everything in our external world is going to, it's going to be all right, right? Because you're going through your right frequency, you're vibrating at your right frequency, and you are tuning in to your dream reality. And that's what we want here in Transurfing, if that makes sense. As I said, since we were toddlers, right, we've been training our rational mind, learning through books, learning through teachers. There is nothing wrong with it. But there is not like, we have not made the effort to understand our subconscious. You know, this space, this, people say that 95% of our brain is made up by our subconscious mind, right? And 5% is made up by our conscious mind, right? And it's like insane how the educational system is so messed up, because we address only the irrational part. We do not tap into metaphysics, into quantum physicists, you know, as much as we do in I don't know, maths, calculus, chemistry, biology. And don't get me wrong, those things are important to understanding the soul nature of the world, how it's run, and how the work, you know, develops in this physical landscape. But now you have to understand that from now on, by becoming more aware, by applying Transurfing principles, and you see things around, and once things happen, just let them happen, let them be. Don't question yourself, don't question existence, don't question reality. Just go with it, go with the flow, which is another Transurfing principle we've already tapped into. And the author here in the book says, as a metaphor, like if you stand in front of one mirror while holding another mirror, you will understand how it's that there can be an infinite number of models which explain how the universe works. When one manifestation of reality is taken as the foundation of for a model, what you get is a separate version, a small piece of the mirror. This makes sense, right? So if you hold a mirror in front of another mirror, you're gonna see that you are going to create infinite reflections, right? And this is pretty much how reality works, right? If the human being, you know, the human mind try to explain everything, it's very hard. Even the most, you know, gifted scientific, a scientist can just figure out just a very tiny portion of how, you know, reality works. Because it's impossible to understand the whole, this whole metaphysical topic. So, and again, this is just for people are trying to look out for meanings, you know, for things that make sense, for concepts that make sense. That's why we, in that moment when we just let our rational mind carry our life, that's the moment we just don't explore our full potential. And with reality transurfing, we want to do that. We just want to turn our lives into a dream reality. As you know already here, it's just in transurfing, you got infinite possibilities. There is the billions of space where there is like this huge dimension where you can create the reality you want, but you have to follow these universal laws. This is the main goal here with the podcast. I want to share with you this concept I found super, super useful in my own life. After applying transurfing principles for about 4 years now, I can see that it's insane. It's insane. This is how I try to teach transurfing principles and concepts and techniques here through the podcast so you can change your life as well. But anyways, I just want to, like, as usual, just I try in every single podcast, in every single episode, I try to break down every single concept I got here in transurfing. And today's principle, as I said, was incomprehensible infinity. Just to sum it up, again, it's just like stop questioning everything in life. There are so many things, and if you are applying transurfing principles, so many things are going to happen in your life. Your life is going to change. But do not question anything. Go with the flow. Don't create excess potential. Don't create resistance. When you start asking questions, like questioning everything, that's the moment when you create resistance within. And that's the moment when you create resistance, you are altering your brain and heart coherence. If you do that, you're going to create this dissonance in your reality. You're going to vibrate at a lower level, right? And that's not going to allow you to follow your dream reality. So try it yourself. Don't take my word for it. Just go around, apply transurfing principles, and see how your reality changes, how your future looks brighter. Because you are going with universal laws through transurfing, and you'll see that everything is going to fall into place. Everything is, you're going to be full of positive emotions, a fulfilled life. And that's, I think that's what we all want, right? A happy life, beyond that, just money or materialistic things. We all want to be happy. And just strive for it. Strive for happiness and you'll find it. But you have to obey universal laws. That's for sure. Just I'm not talking about religion here. I'm not talking about anything, any religious topic. It's how the universe works. And I've tested myself and many other people in different countries and all over the place, all over the world have applied these principles. And, you know, in the West, in the East, you know, in this world, so many religions, so many, you know, concepts, metaphysical concepts, so many people explain these universal laws in a different way, in a different manner. But here we focus on transurfing concepts, right? Which is the concepts and principles that have changed my life forever. So anyways, I don't want to make this podcast very long. There are so many things that can be discussed when it comes to Transurfing. So stay tuned to the podcast. Today's principle was, as I said, incomprehensible infinity. I hope you like the podcast. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you do, please subscribe to the podcast and give it a thumbs up so we can reach more people. More people can learn more about reality transurfing. So that being said, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I will see you tomorrow with another transurfing principle. Bye.